Welcome, welcome everybody to the Old Time Sacred Heart Gospel Hour here on a Saturday noontime, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in because this is a very special show. I've been not getting too much sleep, all right? And a lot of you out there should not be getting any sleep either, but I guarantee you that a lot of you, the majority of you, I would say 99-98% has not even heard about it. Because it's not going to be on liberal TV with the CBS, ABC, MSNBC, CNN. They're not going to say a word about it because this is the biggest disgrace I have ever seen in my entire life. Happened at the White House. Now, I saw it, the videos of it. We had some brave Americans, veterans went in there and took care of the problem. Which I don't know if they got locked there. They're probably locked up. In a FEMA camp right now, and probably their life is on the line. But what happened was this, and I've had it in my mind ever since I've seen it. I can't believe it. It's unbelievable, and I can't stand it. I mean, it's just it's nausea. I mean, I couldn't even eat. I couldn't sleep. Every time I close my eyes, I see that image. Ladies and gentlemen, at the White House, broad daylight. Early in every morning, the United States American flag is raised in the middle. The middle toe is the highest. Okay, it's higher for a purpose. It means that's our national flag. That's the symbolism of our freedom. That's what everybody lives and dies for here in America, of our freedom of rights and the Constitution, but which we are right now don't even have a half of it anymore. Over half of it's gone already. and before another year and a half's done, we're going to lose just about all. We'll probably lose it all, period. And this show is going to be talking about how is it going to happen that quickly when I've been talking, and you can go back on my other shows and find out that I've been speaking about how fast it would take the Antichrist to do this in certain conditions. It had to be under certain conditions that the Antichrist could move in really quick and very fast and to take over the world, basically. And number one, the biggest problem is take down America. America is the biggest, that's the first step. That's the biggest step in the first step. Once you do away with America, you have then total control of the world, because so goes America, so goes the world. But anyway, this image, this is real. This is not make-believe. This is caught on a video camera, and it was Obama fired the military, refused to do it. They refused to raise not the flag of this country in the middle. He ordered another country's flag to be flown in the middle that day. And it was basically, all right, I think it was on a Good Friday, or it was upcoming Christian holidays. And that's one of the main reasons why. It's kind of like sticking his finger in the eye of Christians, because it was a communist flag being raised in the middle, which is a symbol of defeat, ladies and gentlemen. Anytime that you raise a flag over top of that of yours, it's a signal of defeat. That's a signal of defeat. So we've been defeated already. In the mind of that person that's living in that White House, we are defeated right now. Understand what I'm saying here. You better open your eyes, and you better get ready, because it's a coming fast. And what we're going to be talking about here today, and probably it's necessitates me. I'll probably do another show Monday. Okay, I don't know what time Monday. I'll probably do it in the afternoon or at 8 o'clock, and then I'll do I may start doing them every every day or every other day until this has got to be drove home. And there are people out there reporting this, but not to no great extent. You have to go out and find it and find the video. You can go on YouTube, I guess, and Google. Or Google it, or go on YouTube and type it in. White House raises communist China's flag, and veterans take it down. What happened was, is Obama ordered the military to raise the flag. So what he did, they give the order every morning. It's a standing order. I mean, it's impulse. Okay, to the military people there. They take turns, you know. Sometimes the Army does it, the Marines does it, and then the Navy and the Air Force. They take turns doing it. That way everybody has a right, you know, a right to do it. That's the only way, great way to do that. But that morning he told and sent word out to whoever it was. We don't know what branch of the service it was on duty that morning to raise the flag. But he told them to raise up China's red flag, communist flag, in the middle, over top of that of ours, and there's three flagpoles there, and there's three flags, and so our American flag was flying below that of the communist China flag. In other words, here's what Obama's basically telling China: this house is yours, this country is yours. If you want it, you know, when I leave, you can have it. He don't care. It's just a signal, hey, you know, we give up. We give up. We've been defeated. We throw up our hands. We don't want to compete with you anymore in the global economy. We don't want to compete with you anymore. We give up. You're the superpower. And this is what Obama's been trying to do all along anyway, is to take the great nation of America and bring it down to a third world country, and that's exactly what he's done. Okay, we're not there economically. I mean, everybody's not living in the streets and urinating the crap, but it's soon around the corner. It's coming. Oh, that time is coming. Okay, and these FEMA camps, everybody seems they want to laugh it off and joke about it, but it's real, and they're going to become concentration camps for now. Listen to this: non-liberals, anybody that's not for them, the liberal, the new progressives, they're the enemy of this country. Progressives is what has drove this world into a lunacy, insanity, and the rest of the world, the rest of us, sit back and allow them to do it because of this political correctness. Everybody's scared to say anything. They can't say certain words. You can't say there's some certain things you can't talk about. How dare you bring that up? But they can. It's okay if they want to bring it up. But you can't say another word about it, because if you do, you get on that list. Okay. Which I, but the majority of us is already on that list anyway, okay, because of Obamacare. You know, a lot of these vets are already on the die list, the death list. To not give them treatment, just go ahead and let them slip on into the grave and get rid of them. Because they fear the veterans that returns from, has been trained and they know what to do. They're scared, they're afraid that these, even if they're disabled, they still have a great deal of information that they can give the, if we have a militia, say, so to speak. This is what they're afraid of. This is what they're calling the Tea Party, is a militia. And the Tea Party is the number one terrorist. They're on, Obama put the Tea Party on top of the terrorist watch list. Do you realize that? I hope you realize that. So right then and there, that goes your freedoms and your rights right there. When you have an American group of American people that has not, that's none of them is criminals, and they're 100,000% for this great country and would give their life for this country. They love their freedoms. And they love the way that America used to be, but that's not what Obama agrees with. All those people are a threat to him, and that's why he throws his hissy fits. The gray hair he has in his head is not from overworking and stressing about you know, fixing the world and the world's problem. No, the gray hair in his head is him throwing fits because he can't believe, and it worries him to death. It makes him sick to no end that we just don't get in a fetal position, roll over and shut up and let him do what he wants to do because he's smarter than we are, you see. And they tell you this time and time again. Just like when they passed the Obamacare bill. You don't have the brains to read it. You don't have the brains to understand it. That's why we gotta pass it first, and then we'll sit down beside of you and explain it to you like a kindergarten children. And it does take lawyers to understand it. And they made it that way for that purpose. But they passed it illegally, but they did it. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead now and talk about the main. But here's the main thing: God bless them. The veterans, the old, went up in wheelchairs and they went in, and I don't know if they got them caught for trespassing or was they already there. But anyway, they went in there and they cut the rope and brought that rascal, that flag down and put it on the ground and rolled over, stepped on it, walked over it, and then they re-put our flag in the middle, and it stayed there. Because I think Obama knew that, I don't think really Obama even thought about it. I think he said nobody will ever pay any attention to it. And who is it? You know, and his wife said all this big deal about a flag, you know, when they was doing the national anthem. And she said, look at them. They're doing that parade thing. All this time wasted for that stupid flag. That's what she said, and I've quoted it. If you don't believe me, go to YouTube and you'll hear her say that to him, and he laughs. He shakes his head yes. So that's pointing right there. He doesn't love America. Anybody says he does, and he's not a Christian. Anybody says he is a total moron. A total moron. Now we're going to be talking about here, and my friend Alex Jones is going to be talking about that. I've been my last week. Sorry about Thursday night. I didn't have the show because I've been investigating this. I've been wanting to find out if this is true or not, and if it is, I got to bring it out. And it is true. It is fact. It really is happening. There's missing nuclear bombs, ladies and gentlemen. Not missing from Russia. Not missing from China. It's missing from the United States of America. Okay. We've got nukes that are missing out there somewhere, running around. We don't. The Obama administration don't know where they're at. They claim they do, but they know where they're at. Here's my question to you. Now, this has nothing to do with it. They're not going to say anything about Iran and all this, but I'm going to do it here. I'm going to bring this point up and let everybody ponder on it. What do you think? Do you think the Obama administration would trade Iran, say, 5 or 6 nukes if they would agree to sign on this nuke treaty so that he would have a legacy or a leg to stand on when he left the White House? If he does leave the White House, that is. I don't think he ever will. I think he's going to write an executive order and do away with the 2016 election, and he'll stay in as long as he possibly can until there's a coup d'etat. You know, So the American people will have to go in and physically drag him out and tar and feather him and put a note around his neck and send him on a slow boat back to over to China, which he loves them anyway. Okay. But anyway, he just flat gave his country, and well, he gave the White House up and surrendered to the Chinese. Okay. And if that don't get your goat, if that doesn't make you sick, then you're not an American. You're not a real American. No. You just here to scrape off what you can. And you're probably one of those that says, well, if she goes down the tubes, I'll move some other country. I'm not worried about it. You know, Canada's just right north of us here. But I got news for Canada. If America falls, Canada's got a big headache coming because they're next. And they ain't got to, they don't have to take over the South, you know, South America and Mexico, Central America. They don't have to take them over. They're going to be coming and run across that border as fast as they can. Are you kidding me? They already are. They already are. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about these nukes, missing nukes. And my question is, do you think that Obama may have given Iran 5 or 6 nuclear bombs? Now, these will be bombs, not on missiles, okay? They won't be capable of hitting America with them, so to speak, unless they put them on airplanes and fly over and drop them. Okay, but here's the thing. Here's what should scare the heck out of you, is that they can use them against Israel. And I wouldn't put a bit past him to saying, you know, here's your 6 nukes. Let's kind of lay low. Let's get this thing through. That's the reason Obama he looks like he's scared to death about this deal. And he's panicking because the Congress is trying to look into it, and he doesn't want that. He's afraid because if it finds out it's true that he did intentionally give even one nuclear bomb to Iran, he's through. He's cooked, you know. And I still don't believe they'll even impeach him then. I don't even think they even remove him from his office. That's why I'm saying this man is part of the Antichrist system, because in the Bible it says, who can stand up, who can go up against this man and win? Nobody can. Nobody can. But you can. You know, you can if you want to. But there's that want to. You know, the old hillbilly. You want to? That I always say. You want to? You got to have that want to stand up and march on the White House. Let this man know what an insane maniac he is. He's a tyrant. And that we have finally gotten it, and we've got enough of it, and we want him the hell out. I don't care about Joe Biden being there. I don't care. If he messes up, we'll get rid of him. Just tell them, let it be known. Let it be known. And Hillary's just as worse, you know, just as bad, if not worse. Let me look at Benghazi. What difference does it make? You know, playing you for an idiot. It's like talking to a bunch of kids. Okay, darling, what difference does it make? No. Makes me sick. Now, Alex Jones, I know a lot of people out there probably don't like Alex Jones or you know, in the long time past, but he was talking about things like 10 or 20 years ago that they called conspiracies, but lo and behold, they came up with a lot of them came up as truth and fact with documents to back it up. And he has a handful, he has a whole desk full of documents to back up what he's going to be talking about here today. If I can get it all in, I don't know if I can get it all in or not. I might just, like I said, I might bring the part two of it Monday night and finish it up, because I have some other stuff I got to bring up too. The Red Dogs has brought up to me. The Red Dogs have been working overtime, man, and that's the reason I've been investigating. I've been looking over and finding out if this is bona fide facts, and this is bona fide facts. Nukes are missing. And there's another thing, too, that Obama has ordered the nuclear missiles taken out of Texas. Why is that? I think it's because he's scared of Texas. Texas is a state that's trying to secede from the union, of the federal union, because they're getting sick and tired of the way the feds are doing America. They said, well, we're not going to fall for all this stuff. We're not going to roll over and play dead and let y'all stomp on us and take away our rights and put us all in camps. We're going to succeed if we have to. We're going to break away from the 50 states. Let it be 49. Just count us out of it. We'll become our own country, Texas, their own country. Which, if they do that, I guess I would pack up everything. I couldn't afford it, but I'd head that way. I'd be like a little house in the prairie. It may take me several months to get there, but I'm on my way, because that's the only place I feel that's going to be left. You know, hey, remember the Alamo. You know, that the Texans are going to be the last stand, maybe the first and the last stand. Because I don't believe that American people, we the people anymore, has the gall, the guts to even stand up for your family. I don't even think you even have it to stand up for your family anymore. I think you just fall down and ball up and just let your wife be and your kids be burned and raped and killed. I believe that now. I do. I really do believe. I washed my hands with all that stuff back on the second go around. When I saw the people were so ignorant and stupid that they let them vote for a man for the highest power of the world, it wasn't even qualified to run a lemonade stand. Vote for him the second time. I just threw it in the towel. I'd done what the Romans did, Patrick Pilate did, and then washed my hands with the whole deal. And I said I wouldn't get back into it, which I'm not. You know, you can vote for who you want to, and if you want to be a moron and lose this country, just keep voting in them progressives, and you've lost. I mean, that's it. It's there already. I mean, we're not but a toenail. We only got one toenail on 10-10. Holding us above the grave right now, and this man still has another over a year to go. And if you don't think we're going to be pushed in there, you are out of your mind. You don't really realize. I've seen these UN trucks, brand new on the back of 18 wheelers, rolling through Georgia when I was down there, coming out of Alabama, and they're heading up north. They're heading for New York City. They're heading for Pennsylvania, you know. And like I said, you know, America was started in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania was kicked off. America was kicked off right here. And I told everybody, I believe it will end here as well. It will end. It started in Philadelphia. It will end probably. And there's been talks that one of those missing nuclear weapons will be used in Philadelphia, in the ports of Philadelphia. And it will be blamed on. Now Obama and them will be giving out the orders to do so. But he's going to blame it on ISIS or Israel. Just listen to me. And all these Tea Partiers are involved with it too, the conservatives. And that's when he's going to do the martial law. And see, he's got to have something big like that so he can go into the martial law thing and then go and take your guns. He's going to say, you either lay them down or the military's coming to get them. Either way, we're getting them. But I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Our military is the superpower of the world, but I'm going to tell you something. If we, the people, stood up even against our military, they cannot win. Because there are 1%, just 1% of this nation's population. And the other 99% takes arms up against even our military. We will win because of the mass amount of human flesh that we can pour out upon them. We could rush the Pentagon and take it over in a matter of hours. Probably wouldn't even take an hour. We could take Congress and the White House in a matter of hours. And without those three, stick a fork in the military, it's done. It's over. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, this is what Obama and all the progressives are so fearful of. That's the reason they have to take your guns, because they... You know, they figure you without a gun, you're not a threat to them. But you still are. If you don't even own guns, they're still going to come and get you because you are a non-progressive. You are not one of them. And so therefore, they can't trust you. They got to put you in a camp, keep an eye on you. And they're going to paint it as it's going to be a paradise. It's going to be like a vacation camp. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's going to be another gulag. Are you going to be beaten and raped? You know, the first thing they're going to do, the military has even told me this. They've been told to split the family up. That's one thing you do not do. You don't leave the family unit intact together in a camp. You split them up because you don't want them to combine and to get up plans on how to, you know, to escape or anything or go up against. You know, you don't want that family unit. You don't want to get a bunch of family units together, and that's a militia. That's what it is. So they don't want that to happen. So what they do is the military splits up. They'll take the head of the house, put him in one camp. And they'll take the mother and put her in a female camp. And then the children, they'll put them in the children camp, a re-education camp. And they'll turn loose those children if they are re-educated and take the mark of the beast 666. Okay, have I got your attention? Is this on? I hope I do have your attention. This is how it's happening. The end of times is here right now upon us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll go ahead now, and I'm going to get this started. And Mr. Alex Jones and his protege is going to be given the first part of this scoop about the missing nukes and what they found documents and they found proof. And here's what's scary, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what's really scary is that now even – see, he was talking about – Alex Jones was talking about this back in 2006 and 7, you know, that this could happen if we have a tyrant for a president. Okay, so bingo, what's going to happen? All right, they're taking nukes out of Texas. Now they can't find them. And like I said, they are trying to say they're trying to, you know, they may try to be saying that we're trying to modify and boost our hitting capacity. What do you mean hitting capacity? You can hit them just as hard from Texas as you can. And what is it? What are you going to do, gain another 1,000 miles or 2,000 miles? Those nukes can hit anywhere. I mean, you can launch them in Texas, and they'll come right back to Texas. They'll fly around the world and hit there. We have unlimited mileage on those. Once you get it in outer space, it's going to orbit until you drop it. You know, it goes into the outer space, into orbit until they give it the cue to drop. Okay, where to land at? But it should be disturbing to you. I don't know if you can sleep at night or not. If you can, there's something wrong with you. You know. And it should bother Christians because the Christians got to stand in order to kill the Christian. They're the main problem. Jews and Christians is the main problem of the world today. Got to get rid of them. It's the Jews, Christians, and guns. And if you don't think that's what they're preaching, you're out of your mind. And they've been talking and threatening your pastor, your minister, your preacher. They may not have told you because their family's lives are on the line, but they have been warned. They've been, these preachers, and your local pastor, your preachers, your, whatever you want to call them, has been forewarned that they're, you know, that they don't want to be on the list. They don't want their church member to be on the list. He better be not talking out against the Fed, Obama, or anybody else. I know I'm on the list. I know I'm there. So, and just like Alex Jones, we're just biding our time. We know that our time's short, and we're crying out right now into the wilderness, and that's why a lot of people, you know, won't do that. And we figure, you know, our lives, what good is it if we don't have the freedom to go along with it? If we don't have America, what good is it? And, you know, it bothers me that now we've seen that the borders have been open in South America and Mexico can come at their will, leisurely will. They don't have to just sneak in anymore. They can just leisurely walk across. And now we've been told, lifted all the sanctions off of Cuba. Okay. Just held them down. Now, you just watch what Russia's going to do. You remember JFK? I was alive in those days. And World War III almost happened then. We almost had a nuclear war over that then because Russia put all their nuclear missiles in Cuba and was going to, they could hit, the short-range missiles could hit Florida real quick, you know, within a couple of, you know, within a minute. Boom. Miami gone. Boom. Daytona gone. Boom. Tallahassee gone. Boom. You know, there goes Tampa Bay. Boom. There goes Panama City. And this is in small bombs, small nuclear bombs, and those small rockets too as well. They don't even have to be accurate. And JFK, he'd roll over in his grave right now. That we're doing what we're doing, and now we're saying now they're going to come. Here they come. They're going to be coming from Cuba into. You might as well go ahead and give Florida. And probably Georgia and Alabama and Miss. You can probably that. There'll be Cubans all in there. You know, I mean, it's going to be stick a fork in the South. It's done. And then you're going to have Castro running around there giving orders and everything. He's going to be able to. You know, he's planning a trip to the United States. He's going to be hobnobbing around, going to Hollywood. You know, Hollywood's movie star just love Castro. Oh yeah, Jane Fonda. She'll be the first one sitting in his lap. Probably give him a lap dance, you know, so to speak. But anyway, once you see the Russian ships come and start pouring into the Cuban harbors, you'll know that it's on, okay? You know the fix is in. And now here we go and unleashing Iran and taking the sanctions off of them too. So we're just, Obama's unleashing the giant beast, the ugly dragon that the Revelation has talked about. He's unleashed it from the pits of hell. And if you don't believe it, then there's something wrong with you. You know, nothing can be said or done ever that can change your mind if you're progressive and if you've already taken that mark of the beast, if you already drank of that Kool-Aid or that wine of the demon, devil himself, Satan, then there's no hope for you anyway, okay? There's no hope for you anyhow. So let me go ahead and start this, and just listen closely and just stick around. Now, I know if you don't like Alex Jones, you got to listen to this because he has bona fide living proof. And on the next clip, and it may be, like I said, part two, it may be. I hope I can get it in on this one. I may can this. Let me see. And I get both of those in. I may just try to run them back to back. But just listen, because his second one is when he goes irate, because he's just about like me. He's had enough. He's had enough. And he tells you his he's done been threatened, and they tried to kill him several times, the feds have. And he's told, and everybody knows that, you know. But if you don't think it can happen to you, you're sick. It's going to happen to you. It's just a matter of when. It's not if, it's just when. Because you're going to set back. We're going to set back. You know, we're not a country. You know, we're not a country with a government. We're our government with a country. You know, that's the way it is. We're supposed to be a country with a government. We the people. But it's not like that anymore. We have a government that has a country and allows us to live in it as long as we obey them. You see, and sit down and shut up. So there you go. And do, and they can do unto us what they will do and going to do, because we're going to sit back in a fetus position and let them do it anyway. You know, there you go. So ladies and gentlemen, just listen. This is Alex Jones. And like I said, please listen to him, because they got the facts here. And it's very disturbing. If you don't believe me, go ahead and Google it yourself. A lot of this comes from these hackers that Snowden and all this that's in had to run to Russia. It's because he did get these documents, and these documents do say that all this is true. And it's sickening. It is really sickening. A man that would raise the flag in defeat at the White House in broad daylight of China over our flag. Don't tell me there's nothing that he would not stoop to, ladies and gentlemen. Just think about it. Just listen to this. This is about the missing nuke, and this is the update here. Enjoy.
Don't tell me that I'm a weirdo because I'm upset about this. I'm just sick of dishonorable trash.
Supreme Cobra Commander!
You're failures! You think I'd sell my family out like you, dirtbag?
Well, I told you 16 years ago in my film Police State 2000... that the federal government was setting something up called Homeland Security. That was several years before they officially set it up. And that it was under the RAND Corporation plan for a national stabilizing military / police force. You can look up those public plans. It's kind of why I knew what was coming in the future, because there was actual plans. I made films about it. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not psychic. And people would say, oh, come on, Alex, that's not true, even though I showed people the documents in the film. Well, today it's in Reuters and other publications. New York City's gunshot detection recording private conversations. Yes, it's a microphone system, not a gunshot detector. They're shotgun mics that can listen to you from hundreds of yards away. They were advertising them in the federal grants as that. The point is, they treat us like children. A year ago, when we were breaking national news about illegal Stingray units being put up by Homeland Security everywhere, we broke the Stingray units 8 years ago. Mikhail Phelan had secret documents from inside Homeland Security. It became a national news story. They came out and said, we don't know what these are, and we're not putting them up. The FBI said that. They talk to us like we are children. And, of course, now they admit, oh, it is the government. We are grabbing all your cell phone data without warrants and listening to it and cracking your phones and running you know, all this data management systems. It's an arms race, not just the NSA or CIA, but police departments. And they're spending our money to do it, and it's not being used to keep us safe, and it's unconstitutional. Now, continuing here, folks, I want to spend the next few segments, and then Anthony Gucciardi, our reporter, will stay with us when we take phone calls at the bottom of the hour, getting into how these things connect together. I'm not bragging. I'm just pointing out that I made films. I wrote articles that were in WorldNet Daily. Was interviewed in articles on WorldNet Daily at the time in 1998, 99, 2000 about plans for martial law, plans for gun confiscation, plans to use civil emergencies as the pretext to do trial run gun confiscations. You then saw it years later, 2005 at Katrina. You've now seen gun confiscations in Canada during flooding, and they denied that last year. It just came out last week. It did happen. There are plans to prepare the police and military for gun confiscations. I don't need to play ABC News saying all the guns will be taken, no one will be allowed to be armed, and show them taking guns in Katrina in high and dry areas. You know that happened. Molon Labe, Connecticut's terrifying start of gun confiscation, town hall. It's beginning. Now, the military itself is not bad. They're some of the most awake people. But they are being prepared for gun confiscation and war with the American people. Now, last week, this broke at Infowars.com, and we're going to go back over it and show viewers, radio listeners, go to Infowars.com and have Mikhail Phelan, who's working today, repost us the front page. Feds preparing to invade Texas, list state as hostile. Some participants will be wearing civilian attire and driving civilian vehicles. And then they admit it's a psyop to win the hearts and minds of locals and to basically prepare them for the, quote, needs of the military. That's what they said in that psyop on NBC News about clergy response teams, about under martial law, we're going to have to suspend your rights for the needs of the government. We don't have a country with a government. We have a government with a country, to quote William Binney, the former technical director of the NSA, who was in studio with us last week. We're going under a Pacific Union because we're part of the Pacific. No one's allowed to see it, not even Congress. It's secret, just like the FCC power grab. It's all happening right now. So I wanted to give you some past articles. How the U.S. military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Forbes, how they're trying to take on their number one enemy, the, quote, Tea Party, because they're real Americans. Feds are preparing to invade Texas. There's that article. Here's the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program and National Emergencies Centers Establishment Act, Congress.gov. They don't call them FEMA camps, folks. That's what they call them. Hillary, we need fun camps for adults to teach them how to not be racist. That's called a re-education camp. We played that clip Friday. You cannot make this stuff up. That's what this is all about. HBO documentary, Hype's Militia Threat. See, they're gearing it all up. Now, you tie that in with this headline, Homeland Security Monitors Tea Party at Florida IRS Protest. BizPak Review, The War on the Tea Party, Washington Times. After declaring war on Tea Party, Karl Rove frets GOP establishment not getting enough donations. The War on the Tea Party, all these other articles. Obama tweets Netanyahu liked the Tea Party. Democratic boss last week. This was actually last year. They said it again last week. Tea Party more extreme than ISIS. That's the talking point. Montel Williams said that about me last week. Now, all of that said, people go, oh, like the Army's going to come into Texas and get the guns. Yeah, if they get ordered to and the Texas legislature says no, why do they list Texas and Utah as, quote, hostile to the, quote, Pentagon? Because the Pentagon works for the globalists now. They've had a massive purge of generals, admirals, you name it. There's missing nukes. We're going to break that down in a moment. You look at all the open borders, the power grabbing, Obama saying you can raise taxes outside of law. It's here. It's here. We're going to break in a few minutes, but I want to tie all this in with Bloomberg, the Daily Beast, and a whole bunch of other publications yesterday and today coming out and saying that I said that Obama's going to nuke Charleston. No, we said there were missing nukes in 2007. That came out. This time we had sources that were missing nukes at Dyess. It did not come out, but there were responses in the media. And now that freeze on covering, it's gone, and it's in the news. Wow. If true, Obama's secret plan to nuke Charleston, South Carolina. That's the headline. Anthony, we're going to break in 2 minutes. You've got the floor until we come back. And then when we come back, the point is they're moving. Things are changing. These stories all tie together. They're power grabbing everything. There's been another top nuke commander fired yesterday. This is basically everybody. Now, what do you think's going on?
Well, if we flash back to September 3rd, 2013, there's some really, really key points that highlight all of this. And it's important to understand our article that we did and the video we did. Exclusive high-level source confirmed secret U.S. nuclear warhead transfer. And specifically what that was, and we published the quote, was someone from Dyess Air Force Base telling us that they were secretly moving nuclear warheads from Texas to, specifically, they said, South Carolina. And here's what it gets.
And we called the police there that were in the big standoff with them on the illegal transfers. There was no paperwork. And they said, we're not going to comment on that. See, they never denied it. And then within hours, Lindsey Graham freaks out and says, do what I say or nukes are going to go off. CBS News.
Exactly. And here's the really important part. So the commander of the base was apparently on site to give authority to release. No, this is a quote from our source here. There was no directive. No one knew where they were going, but the truck driver said to take them to South Carolina. Okay? So we have, this is exclusive, but before anyone said anything.
And who's on the Armed Services Committee?
Yes.
Lindsey Graham.
Exactly. And then we have, on September 5th, we found out hours later, he went on speech, and it wasn't even made public until September 5th. Senator Lindsey Graham warns of nuke strike after missing warheads report. Specifically, he said that he was concerned that South Carolina could be under a terrorist nuclear attack, and he was warning the citizens that Charleston Harbor would be the actual location. And this is beyond that. Okay, that's insane, right? Vice Admiral, this is a Vice Admiral who was fired the same day later after we broke this report. He was the number two nuclear commander in the United States of America.
Then they fired the head guy a week later. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
If you're a long-time listener, I mean, you know this to be true, but if you're a new listener, you can just search my name and InfoWars. We've broken hundreds of national news stories, and every time they go, it's not true that the Pentagon's training to take on the Tea Party, and the number one enemy is veterans and gun owners and libertarians and Ron Paul. And then they call the FBI, you know, this is 6 years ago, and go, is that report real? And they go, yes, and Mr. Jones isn't supposed to have it. It's restricted. I mean, do you think I want to get on air and say a whole bunch, more than five warheads loaded on trucks that weren't even supposed to be there, and the police go, where's the paperwork? There ain't supposed to be nukes here. They have private police there. And the military were there, too, going, yeah, they were the ones that flagged to the police and said, we've been told, but there's not even an order from the base commander. And everybody's marveling at nukes in 18-wheelers. What was it? Three trucks, and it's going to South Carolina. And then we didn't just believe the source that is confirmed, good source. And it was their duty to tell us, but let's just say this. This person's known this person, I'm not going to say I know them, for a very long time and hadn't now talked to him in 2 years, will not talk to him. And then I call the police at the base, and we called them all on air, and they're like, we're not going to discuss this with you. And then I talked to another source, and another journalist that actually lives out in that area, and they talk to him. They go, yeah, don't ask us about that. So then all hell breaks loose, and within 1 week, 36 nuke commanders, generals, are fired. That's CBS News as well. So Anthony Gucciardi, people that ask us, well, what's going on? I don't know what's going on. But I know that suddenly Santorum was asked about this at its town hall, and Bloomberg, which doesn't go with something unless it's been green-lighted, and Daily Beast, well, that's the subgroup of what Newsweek, the online Newsweek, and a bunch of other publications all attacked me for this weekend and us. So the question is, what does it signify that the green light's now out there to make fun of the missing nuke story? Because then Obama, a month after we warned, comes out and says, my biggest fear is a nuke going off in New York, and not saying who. Graham gave a speech within 3 hours of us breaking this, saying, we've got to launch an attack on Syria. You've got the quotes there from CBS News again. I don't know why it's always CBS, but they just keep popping up. He gives a speech at a town hall and says, we've got to invade, or Charleston or Manhattan will be nuked by Assad. So are they planting a nuclear false flag to blame it on Assad, who they now want us to ally with? And I saw McCain on TV this morning. I actually sent it to Nico's instant messenger. He's not here today. And McCain was on there going, Obama needs to grow up and stop throwing temper tantrums, was the headline. Needs to stop throwing fits. And we need to stop Assad with ISIS. So they think we're so dumb, they're now saying Assad is ISIS, which he's Shiite, they're Sunni, opposite group. We're funding them. I mean, the level of bull has just reached biblical proportions. Anthony Gucciardi, what do you think's really going on here? And then go through the original story that we should be recapping anyways, and another article today of another nuke commander fired today in Oklahoma, Anthony.
So you talk about bull, right? And here we have this story with exclusive quote from someone telling us, super high level, we verified, that there's nukes being transferred to South Carolina. 3 hours later.
They told us directly.
They told us directly and said, you got to get this out. We vetted it and said, we don't know about this. We don't know. We looked into it. We decided to publish it and say, hey, here's what we got. 3 hours later, Lindsey Graham says South Carolina is going to be nuked. That's where he told us that the nukes were going.
I can't believe we're on air. It's us doing this.
Same day.
I mean, I can't believe that I don't want to be doing this. Where is the media? I'm sick of taking all the risk, Anthony.
Same
Do people
day.
Have any idea how dangerous this is?
They have no idea what's actually happening. It's funny that those publications are making fun of it, which means it's actually true. But the same day, a month later, it's reported the number two nuclear commander in the United States of America fired. And here, get this. Why was he fired? Was he doing something with the launch codes? No. He was in Iowa at a casino, and he may have used gambling chips improperly to the point that they can be considered counterfeit chips. You're really going to fire the number two nuclear commander of the United States of America with launch codes to decimate any nation because of counterfeit chips in an Iowa casino? What a joke, right? What a total joke.
There was no investigation.
No, and then they admit that if the Associated Press hadn't have found out, that they wouldn't have even announced it. It was the same day. The same exact day that all this came out. And then they purged 34 missile launch officers who had the codes and everything like that. They're just wiping the slate clean because they would not go along with it. Obviously, we were at that point. It made more sense at the time because it was September of 2013 when we were at a heated attempt to attack Syria. And Obama was pushing it and pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. We need an excuse. So the excuse was, we're going to get nuked if we don't go.
But it's now 30-plus generals, not just the launch officers. And then they've been purging everywhere else. I mean, that's been in the news, the unprecedented purge.
Oh, absolutely. All the top generals are freaking out on everything, and there's even generals making YouTube videos about it. But now, wing commander fired amid investigation. This is 3 days ago, just breaking here. The commodore of the Navy Strategic Communications Wing 1, based in Oklahoma, was fired Tuesday after a loss of confidence in her ability to lead. She was not performing up to the high standards demanded in command. I mean, none of these things are giving real reasons. Oh, he played with poker chips in Iowa.
Yeah, used to it was he leaked classified info or he was, you know, going out with his secretary. No, this is all just nebulous.
It's total horse. And if you look at over and over and over again, all these things happening on September 3rd, the same day we got the intel, it is abundantly clear. And what's funny is on those reports, they make it sound wacky and crazy, like, oh, my God, a nuke. But all the comments are like, no, actually, if you read the reports, all these things happen on the same day.
And we had six nukes missing in 2007, and then it was like seven or eight people died in a week who loaded them to cover it up, and they were about to fly them out to the Middle East, but
again, the military police on the base knew what to recognize that the paperwork wasn't right, went out and checked, and there was a big freak out on the tarmac because Weldon Henson had his best buddy was stationed there in the Air Force MPs, and there was a big standoff there.
Yep.
Because there's still trained people in this country that know when they're seeing something serious.
And as he was telling us, some of the people on the base already knew there were nuclear warheads there when they said they weren't. So we already know there were nuclear warheads on that base when they said that there were none on the base themselves. Which
yeah, Weldon himself was stationed at Dyess for a while.
Yes, and he said it's pretty obvious what's going on.
But this was in Louisiana at the base where they flew the Minot weapons from the Dakotas before.
No, of course, I'm tying it into how Dyess, they actually saw multiple planes and said, yo, those are actually made to carry nuclear warheads. So they were storing them there. And when I called them, they were like, we don't have any nuclear capabilities at this base. So it's just a lie web over and over and over again. And, you know, if the Pentagon can lose billions of dollars and not know where it is, they can easily, quote unquote, lose nukes.
You know? Well, and again, we thought it might have been going to the Pentax base down the road where they destroy the nukes. But that's not what happened. It went to South Carolina.
Yep. And it's funny because this is not made up. You can go and look at the timestamps and everything. The driver said South Carolina. 3 hours before Lindsey Graham says South Carolina is going to be nuked. I mean, is that not clear enough? Is that not clear? Before the second nuclear commander in the United States get fired the same day. And I believe that individual stood up to this and said, no, I will not do it.
Anthony, what do you think is really going on?
I think there are different groups in the military that are for false flagging and are against it. And I think the number two new commander that was fired for illegal gambling chips, which is probably a total BS, was actually obstructing this and saying he was not going to launch an attack in South Carolina as a pretext to invade Syria and Iran and others.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
My judge, what is the secret of the universe?
Infowars.com, yeah.
The huge story, official declassified Pentagon drills, for domestic operations. They also say the training can help overseas. But to invade Texas and Utah as listed as hostile western states to the federal takeover. And we know the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 talks about basically federalizing the National Guard to deal with state insurrections and insurrections by legislatures, not just riots. So that's the states saying, we're not going along with a gun confiscation order or an open border order. Here's the problem. The states have already been going along with all this pretty much. Texas hasn't to a certain extent. And you know they've got Governor Abbott's phone tapped. I know for a fact from a bunch of people that know him well, that I know well, famous people, you name it, that Abbott knows all about the New World Order. He's always suing the feds over gun control and open borders and carbon taxes. I mean, when he was attorney general, the guy's just really good. He's really good. Folks don't know our new governor around the country. He's fell in a wheelchair, but doesn't matter if he's in a wheelchair. He's a constitutionalist compared to a lot of these people. Look, he's not perfect. Ted Cruz isn't perfect either, but he's a lot better than Hillary Clinton. He's a lot better than Jeb Bush. He stands up for the Bill of Rights, Constitution, sovereignty, and the Second Amendment. And so I'll support him, Rand Paul, anybody. He's not perfect, but compared to these people, he is a lot better. You think about that. And he will reverse a lot of what's happened. There is a section of the elite in this country that doesn't want to burn the nation down, doesn't want to bankrupt everything so they can cloward and pivot. Now, you can speculate what missing nukes were about in Minot in 2007. You can speculate about these missing nukes. But the Minot nukes were found. I mean, when I came on air and said there's missing nukes, I mean, I expected the government to show up here, and I'd say, yeah, you need to investigate it. I can't believe they didn't even discredit us. They didn't say it wasn't true. They've waited almost 2 years now to have Bloomberg and others come out and make jokes about it. It's not funny. You reporters make me want to throw up. Who's this writer? David Weigel. Hey, David Weigel at Bloomberg that broke this. Do you understand that we got the call? And we checked, and then we called the base, and they wouldn't deny it. Do you understand that I live in the real world and have three children, and I don't think it's funny that you're in arrested development and think it's cute to make jokes about this?
You know, even if you lied and said I was a liar, it'd be okay if you were serious about it. But you make jokes. It's not funny. Benghazi and over 10,000 surface-to-air impads missing and being proliferated. Airliners getting shot down by the crazy jihadis isn't funny. And even more serious is how our freedom will be taken. Here's the toll-free number to join us. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. That's the weekend number, 877-789-2539. And look at the Pacific Partnership that nobody's allowed to read, and the FCC internet grab nobody's allowed to read, and the borders being open, and the Border Patrol there to import the illegals, and they get in trouble if they arrest an illegal. That's in Fox News today. I mean, the government isn't the government. It's been taken over. And most people in the government want to do their job and aren't bad people. So they're firing them and replacing them with generals and other people that will follow orders. But you people, following orders is not a suicide pact when the orders are unconstitutional. Anthony, I was back there getting some tea during the break, and I was just angry again. I'm fundamentally angry at the corruption, because I used to always hear these elitists like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others. I mean, he's on some of the biggest think tanks, you name it. Reaganomics, buddies with Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, he's an elite economist, top 10 Forbes in the world, living. And he says, no, they're insane, Alex. Yeah, they're in control. They got a plan, but they're mismanaging everything. And that's even scarier, is there's all these factions, and none of them think that we could ever have a war or get nuked. And you look at history with all the mistakes other dictators made and other elites made, they've become delusional. And then they've really got the nerve to say we're bad because we don't want to get rid of due process. Any smart elite would want to due process because that would protect them as well. What's wrong with these people, Anthony? And then get back into the nuke stories.
They think they can get away with anything. Obviously, tax rates. This year, more tax income than ever for the IRS, yet we still have a deficit, still in debt.
And Obama wants to raise taxes with executive order.
And, you know, the corporations and the people that make over $50,000 are evil, and it's their fault. But look at this. Pentagon loses track of $500 million in weapons equipment given to Yemen. Now, this is just an example. I know you've covered this already, but this is an example of how insane they are and how they truly don't care.
Show folks, it's aircraft. We're talking jets.
Let's talk about this. This is actually
battleships, cruisers.
Here's what they lost in equipment given to Yemen. They
document cam that.
Just like they, quote-unquote, lost those nukes. They lost 1.25 million rounds of ammunition, 200 Glock pistols, 200 M4 rifles, 4 helicopters, 2 Cessnas, 2 coastal patrol boats, 160 Humvees, 250 suits of body armor, 300 sets of night vision goggles. Again, this totals $500 million.
And they accidentally left all those bases for Al-Qaeda and ISIS to get in Iraq. No! Our military refused to fly it to them, so they filled up the bases and turned it over to them.
And guess what? There's more coming. They still have not yet...
By the way, Yemen is supplying Al-Qaeda.
Oh, of course. And they have not yet delivered 48 Jeep tactical vehicles.
Tell them about that gunboat.
Yeah, the 2 coastal patrol boats or the transport and surveillance aircraft. They have everything. This is enough to equip an army to kill anyone. They have not only surveillance aircrafts, but they have patrol boats, Humvees, top-level body suits of armor, night vision goggles, which are extremely expensive, 200 M4 rifles, 4 Huey helicopters.
Read all the other jets. And
then they have what is not yet...
Unmanned Eagle drones that, by the way, ISIS now has that very drone. This is so obvious.
Yep.
The Iraqi president, by the way, says we're arming them through Yemen.
Absolutely. I mean, this is obvious. I mean, and then they say, oh, they lost track of the $500 million of all of this, these aircrafts and boats and weaponry. And then we're supposed to believe that they would never transfer a nuclear weapon without telling us? Is that really what – I mean, that guy's laughing at us. Yeah, right. We can trust the government. They've never done anything bad. How about losing $500 million of weapons to give to Al-Qaeda?
Well, I mean, I've got the articles right here from mainstream news in 2007. At first, I remember actually Webster Tarpley, to his credit, had the sources, and we had some as well. He was like, it is not one cruise missile, it is 6 fully loaded. And then they went and killed the people on the base. Within a week, like 6 or 7 were like being shot in the head and found dead. They were the ones that loaded them and followed orders. I don't know what was going on with that. The word, they were about to fly it to the Middle East when base security in Louisiana stopped them.
Remember, 2011, Reuters revealed that Obama was arming Syrian rebels to kill Christians with all their top, you know, weaponry systems and giving everything right over to them, arming them with weapons and giving them money. I mean, it's totally obvious. It's absolutely ridiculous. that anyone would think that we can trust this arm of the government that is obviously arming al-Qaeda, letting them use our weaponry to behead 30 Christians in a public square and watch them squirm and die and dance in their blood.
It was hundreds this week. Well, I mean, I sat there this morning. I have the clip when I'm trying to play it. But I forget the exact headline. It's like, stop throwing fits was the headline. You can go to CNN and we'll show it. And McCain goes, we got to stop Assad in Iran. We got to stop Assad and ISIS. ISIS is the opposite group. I mean, they just know the public is stupid.
And we have to stop them by giving this hearing.
McCain met with the leader of ISIS a year and a half ago. There's photos of him.
Yep.
There it is, McCain to Obama. Get over your temper tantrum, Mr. President, and focus on ISIS. And then you watch the CNN clip, and he literally, it's just unbelievable.
They think we are genuinely mentally gone. They think they can do anything at the...
Well, a lot of the public is.
I mean, obviously.
But it doesn't mean that, I mean... Here's one thing. If they were trying to build up liberty in this country and doing dirty stuff, it'd be bad enough. I'd be against it. They're screwing us over, taking our freedom. These are bad people.
It's not even as some people think that the system is building up the high-level income earners and all, you know, the corporations are all in on it and stuff. Even Google is infighting with different sections of the government. It's all a big fight to glutton oneself with everything. They're not happy with just a big chunk of it. No one wins. It's a total chaos, total immoral attack on all of us.
It's stupid.
It is. Anyone who falls for this, unfortunately...
Well, I'm telling you, if I was the globalist, I'd set off a nuke in a city and blame it on the Liberty Movement and basically declare civil emergency, a.k.a. martial law. Everything's building towards that. The table is set. I don't know if they're going to pull it, but we're here exposing it, trying to stop it.
Everything we said came true. Everything we've done has been right.
Feds preparing to invade Texas, list state as hostile. See the documents for yourself. You can't make this up. Obama missing nuke, now part of election debate. See the videos, the breakdown, the new articles about it. Decide for yourself and tell us what you think. That's on InfoWars.com. Let's go first to Bubba, then Francis, and then Martin and others. Go ahead, Bubba, from Virginia.
Yes, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Yes, it's kind of actually humorous what they're talking about there. They lose all these things. They don't lose it. They purposely give it away. Because I'm a veteran, and I can tell you, any time we come out of the field, if you lost your NOS, your night vision device, you are done. I mean, you got an Article 15. They keep track of everything.
Sure, they have internal police all the time at the gun show from the military. If they catch an Army guard person selling a helmet, they get a year in prison.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they take it to the pawn shop or something. Oh, yeah, they'll fry them. And what you're talking about with the purging, you're exactly spot on. They're doing this. Anybody that's still in, anybody that's working for the government that knows anything and that's read the Constitution, knows anything about it, they're trying to get us out as quickly as they can because they want a bunch of dumbed-down, ignorant buffoons in there. They'll just follow orders and go along and do whatever everybody says.
Are you currently in the military, Bubba?
I work for the DOD as a civilian.
Well, let me ask you, as somebody on the inside, well, I'm not trained in all this. We'll just talk about it so the sources come to us. What do you make of the last two missing nuke stories, the one they admit and this one? What do you think hearing all this?
It scares me because I listen to you quite a bit, and I read a lot of other stuff, and I've read a lot of other things, and I see how they do it, and I've seen all the false flags. It really scares me.
What is the point of disappearing secret nukes that were already off the books at Dyess? These are clearly illegal nukes under treaty, a hidden cache, fine, whatever. I wouldn't turn them all in anyways. I agree with that. But the point is, they're there. We know the Russians don't get rid of theirs under treaty. But the point is, why would you disappear nukes that were already secret? See, that's why this is important.
Well, what scares me is you start, watching the bounty ball. You know, you got nukes missing, then all of a sudden you got big airliners missing, and then you got all these different things missing.
That's right. Three big airliners and then 10 big airliners. Great point. We got to talk about this tomorrow.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. Who's up next here? I got confused. Martin. Martin in Chicago, then Francis in New York. You're on the air, Martin. What do you think's going on?
Hey, Alex. I think you answered it yourself when you had Jim Garrow on your show on the 10th of December of 2013, as to what the reason was with the missing nukes.
What did Garrow say?
He is a former section head of the CIA.
I mean, I know who Garrow. I mean, is I forget what he said that day.
The earthquake was off the South Carolina coast was actually a detonation done by a hero admiral in the Navy, one of those nukes.
I know that they said there was a big explosion and a flash, and the Russian news reported the nuke went off, and that's all a week or two after this broke. Remember? I mean, so, I don't. It's like we're living in a James Bond movie, man. I don't know. I just can't believe this. I mean, I didn't grow up in Dallas, Texas, thinking I'd be on the air with the responsibility of this. And I hate to keep going back to that, folks. It's getting surreal. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Anthony.
Well, I think that the earthquake thing is one of the things that we don't know. I think we do know all the other things that we said. We know that nukes were transferred. We know that Lindsey Graham threatened that there's going to be a nuke attack in South Carolina. 34 generals fired. Second number one new U.S. nuke commander.
36 generals, 34 missile launchers.
You're right. It was 36 generals, 34. And, you know, this number two in command fired the same day. We know all of that. Whether or not that earthquake was a nuke or not, we don't know that. But what we do know is enough. So, you know, conjecture aside, what we do know is enough.
And now Bloomberg and everybody else is making jokes about it after a news blackout. I mean, if I made this up, they would have hung me with it. They didn't touch it for 2 years. Why are they now bringing it out, Anthony?
And the base could have just said, no, it never happened. You're crazy. And they could have made an official statement that it never happened.
That's right.
Made it all up.
Let's go to Francis in New York. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm all right, brother. What do you think's going on here?
It's very scary. Remember Albert Pike's three major wars? The third one has to be a nuclear war. Not a nuclear war, but World War III has to happen.
Yes.
Which ties into the Freedom of War, the Department of State publication 7777. This is how they're going to disarm the American people, because they know they can't disarm us. They can't take our guns away. So what's going to happen? So they're going to cause a World War III, and they're going to take our guns away using that.
I agree with you. And, I mean, listen, the globalists gave orders in the 60s to detonate over 200 hydrogen bombs in the atmosphere in an attempt to damage the atmosphere. I mean, they admit this on History Channel. So don't think they won't set a nuke off and blame it on somebody. Here's another question. Who are they going to blame if they do have a nuclear false flag?
Oh, the libertarian people, Constitution people.
Yeah, they'll claim it's some libertarian colonel did it or something. I'm telling you, you can just see it happening. You can write the script.
I got another question for you. You know the net neutrality, how they're trying to, you know, pass all these FCC BS
yes,
laws
sir. Mm-hmm.
For us for the internet. You think there's new phones now that have the fingerprints on them? You think
absolutely
is that part of it? Like
the admitted plan a decade ago was that all keyboards and all phones will be biometric by law globally. China's going to this, and then if you have three strikes. No, not convicted, but three strikes on the internet of copyright violation or bad behavior, you'll be banned from the internet. So that's what an internet ID is about, is to tax and then kick you off the web and basically put you in a non-digital gulag, like putting Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto. So you're dead on, brother. Thank you for the call, Francis. Who's up next, guys? Andy in Nebraska, you're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me?
I sure can. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
God bless you guys for what you do. About the nuke thing, Guccifer already revealed plans to attack that Pennsylvania city. So anyone with half a brain, especially here in Nebraska, know it happened.
All right, well, your phone's breaking up. I appreciate your call. Notice when the globalist stage attacks, it's the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma City. It's, you know, 9/11, it's the World Trade Center, but they never attack the UN or actual globalist. So when they set a nuke off, God forbid, but I've seen the propaganda getting ready for that, just watch, it won't be, or they might actually nuke the Congress when it's in session, though, and that'd really bring in martial law. I mean, these little Congress critters need to know that they're going to be set up because they know where the bodies are buried. In fact, if I was the globalist, I might actually blow up Congress during a State of the Union and get rid of all of them at once.
I believe she was referring also to Guccifer, the emails that were leaked saying that Philadelphia was the false flag target for a nuclear attack in 2015.
And he got into world leaders' emails. He's in prison, and he said they're planning a nuclear false flag. I forgot. Great point, caller. Sorry, you were so disordered, I couldn't hear you. Could you hear her?
Barely. But I think that's what she
We need to go about. Big on this, because, I mean, I'm telling you, I really felt bad when I saw them attack me yesterday, and we haven't been covering it enough.
This is the ultimate thing. I mean, this is the ultimate
We need to be covering Guccifer, confirm what we said about nukes. I mean, Guccifer got into the head of NATO's emails and world leaders' emails, admittedly.
Well, I think we've talked about it so much, someone just needs to put together a compendium piece of it, of all of us. All
we also need to realize history's happening. I mean, this is devastatingly real. We know this is real.
I mean, we could sit here and talk about it all day, but at the end of the day, if a nuke does go off and they simply say, Libertarian parties did it, and here's what I believe they'll say, They'll just say keyword ISIS.
I hear you.
Say ISIS helped them because they both hate America.
That's right. And give your rights up. Chris in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Great to be on air. Proud InfoWarrior. Prison Plan subscriber.
Thank you.
Been this up for several years. I really appreciate everything all your reporters do. This right here, this missing nuke issue that we got going on, this is perfect for the InfoWar, and I'm going to tell you how, because this is something that transcends all Black Lives Matter, all the stuff that's going on with the police right now. This affects everybody. Black, white, green, yellow, it does not matter. This affects you. That's the angle right there. You could take this and say, hey, listen, did you know that these nuclear bombs came up missing and there was a massive cover-up? This is a groundbreaking, wide open, and that can transcend all the garbage. Absolute pure garbage that's going on right now with the Black Lives Matter movement and with the whole police brutality issues that we've
been having. Let me ask you this question, and in your gut, Chris, why do you think they're now attacking us over this 2 years later?
I think, in my gut feeling, the reason why they're attacking right now with this is because we had one InfoWarrior who had the gall to ask Rick Santorum the question, which brought it into the... They couldn't just cover that up. They couldn't just sweep that under the rug. That brought it back to the forefront. So then they had to start running cover stories behind it to be like, oh, well,
that's right.
You know...
Chris, you're awesome. Call me back tomorrow. These callers are so incredible. Carl, Todd, if you call me tomorrow, I'll get you on. I apologize. We're out of time. We got to just keep discussing this tomorrow. In fact, we're going to continue tomorrow with this. Anthony, final comment?
I think ultimately Chris hit it right on the head. We've brought it to the forefront. Now they're just playing cleanup.
Yeah, so I guess that's it. I mean, it was forced out. Because they had a total blackout before. And I mean, to do that takes a lot of control, folks. This has been a big story. Pray for us. We'll pray for you. Great job with the crew. Lord willing, 11 a.m. tomorrow, we'll be here live. I tell you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you what, let me fix this mic right here, right quick. I tell you what, hold on just a second. I don't know what. this ain't come, it comes and goes. But I don't know if that got your attention or not. I don't know. You know, here's what I tell you to do. Google it. Find out all the information you can about, the googly missing nukes, what the government knows about nukes coming out of being transferred from Texas, out of the state of Texas. Google that and see what you come up with. And you'll find out that it's even the government officials has come out. So, you know, we don't know where all this stuff went. You know, it's missing, but we just don't know where it went. And as being we the people, we always, you know, trust the government. Trust the government. You know, there's nothing going on. No, don't look this way. No, we ain't done nothing. Come on, man. You know, it's us. It's us. We are your leaders. You know. Yeah. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to have enough time to run this part two here tonight, not tonight, but at noon here. And I want to thank everybody for coming here and listening, tuning in. Now, everybody's going to say what the heck's this got to do with the Bible and Christianity or religion? It does have a lot to do with it. In Revelation, it talks about all these heads of monsters, you know, the beast, and then all the horns. Which is, by the way, telling you in its own way, trying to describe, you know, Congress and United Nations and all these other heathens out there that runs other countries, the communists and ISIS and all. You know, they just describe them as heads of these beasts, and which they are. And now it looks like we've got a massive amounts of them here in our country. And if you look what they've done, ladies and gentlemen, they've actually, you know, people says, well, I'm not worried about it too much because, you know, our military is going to come to our rescue if we have a tyrant president. But if you watch and seen what he's done, he's gotten rid of all the generals in the military, in the Pentagon. So everybody's in the Pentagon right now is set up on his side. They're not, if you think for 1 minute, that's why you're not seeing anything coming out of the Pentagon calling for his impeachment, or they're saying that this man is a criminal, and he's doing things criminally, and that's the reason, is because they are all on his side on this, you know. because this is where all their bread and butter comes from. This is where their paycheck comes from. They don't want to lose that big, you know, these generals and these admirals from the in the Navy, man, they live in mansions. I mean, they draw a lot of money a year. And then all the fame and glory that goes, you know, and they fired and got rid of all these code, the code launchers, in other words. These are the men that knows the codes and knows how to twist the keys, and it takes, you know, a lot of them. And the reason they got fired is because they're not going to take the command to shoot on their own people and blow up their own cities. They're not going to do it. So Obama got rid of them. Same thing he did with the generals. You know, they're not willing to transport and hide these nuclear weapons. And I got a funny feeling most of them got fired right before this Iranian nuke deal. I believe that they was these nukes coming out, the ones that's missing is probably in Iran right now. If you don't think that can happen, you're sick. And I think that's why they was heading toward South Carolina, is to put them on board the ship and take them on over and give it to them. I'll guarantee you. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason they kind of squirreled back and said, well, yeah, we don't have to develop them. We've already got them. That's another thing I realized. I got to thinking about it the other night. You know, because Iran and North Korea has been friends for the last 20, 25 years. And how do you think that North Korea, as broke as they are, how do you think they got the atomic bomb? It wasn't only because China was helping them. Not only China helping them, but also Iran was helping them. And who was helping Iran? It was Russia. So Russia and China and Iran, and Russia and China said, if you'll help Iran, and we'll help both of y'all, but we don't want the heat on Iran, so what we're going to do is we're going to help North Korea build the nuclear. And they did it really quick. And I want you to look how fast. Now Iran's been working this thing for a long, long time and still haven't tested one yet. But it seemed like it wasn't very long at all for North Korea. You know, it wasn't long after they said, yeah, we got some, you know, they said, look, well, they got a nuclear reactors here and there. And then it wasn't long after that, boom, they had another one. You know, and they just jumped up and said, yeah, we got nuclear weapons. Mess with us, you know. And that's when the United States put the skids on and stopped, you know, the all this, you know, quote-unquote threatened going on with North Korea, and then the little stubby man was running around acting like a big shot. And then if you think that's bad, you just watch what Iran's going to do when they got their hands on about five or six of them, okay? Watch what they're going to do. They're going to get so brave and so cocky and so sassy that this world ain't never, I don't think this world's ready for it. And like I said, and if Israel gets a whiff of this, that Iran does have a nuclear weapon. And of course, you know, Obama's going to say, hey, it's not our fault. You know, they didn't get them from us. Oh, yeah, they did. yeah, they did. But of course, you know, that nuclear bomb those nuclear bombs that North Korea let off and tested, I think was Iran's nuclear bomb. I believe, I truly wholeheartedly believe Iran's had nuclear bombs all along. And they just use North Korea as a scapegoat, you know, to throw all the attention to them, and that way, you know, all the heat would be off Iran, you know. Hey, if you've already got the weapon, why, you know, you'd sign off on this? Yeah, y'all UN boys can come over here and look all you want to, you know. And if they happen to find hit things here and there, you know, that bother them, say, well, listen, I forgot to tell you, you know, we've already got the bombs, you know. You know that one that was tested in North Korea? That was ours. We've already got them. So back off. Get the heck out of our country, or we're going to start slinging these rascals. We're going to start slinging them. So get out. Pack your stuff up. Go back to the United States. Tell them, shut up. We're going to do what we want to around through the Middle East. Ain't nobody going to stop us now. Nobody's going to stop. You try to stop us, we're going to pop somebody. So there you go. And the voters of this country are sitting around, the progressives are sitting around, and saying, yeah, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. No, it's not. You have just signed in Revelation, the end of days. You have just let and watched the beast work his miraculous works. And you have watched, ladies and gentlemen, you have watched Revelation, the tribulation, is here now. Only thing that's left now is people's going to start dying in by the, not by the hundreds, not by the thousands, not even by the millions. The Bible says 1/3 of this world is going to, the people will lose their lives. And that's 9 billion. So that's going to be 3 billion people, ladies and gentlemen. 3 billion people are going to lose their lives at the hands of the great Satan of the world. And so you go ahead and tell me. They're not going to be able to kill that many without some kind of big catastrophe, whether it be nuclear, chemical, or germs, some kind of germs and nuclear. And it may be, well, I think it's going to be all of them combined. And then the wrath of God is going to come in. And there's another third that's going to be taken. And there's going to be beheadings of the Christians, which is going on right now, as by the way. You don't have to wait for that. It's already happening. Hundreds and hundreds are being killed. Hundreds a day is being killed just by ISIS. And there's more than that in Africa, which nobody ever talks about. The Christians are being slaughtered by the tens of thousands, and nobody in this country or in the progressives not lifting a word. The movie stars in Hollywood not talking to nothing about that. God forbid, though, if you come down on one of those of Muslim or Islamic radicals. Oh, now that's different. No, they'll be pacing that. They'll be marching in the streets. Don't you dare do that. Don't you dare do that. Don't you dare kill one of them or or go after one of them or anything like that. They have the right to burn, rape, and kill Americans. Look how we've treated them. Well, we mean how we treated them. We ain't done nothing to them. Had nothing to start this jihad. The Christians didn't do anything to start the jihad. It's all over the Palestinians. Come on, man, get it together. It's about the caliphate, and the caliphate is now established, whether you like it or not. It's not fully established, but it's well on its way, and I don't think you can stop it now. It's done and got too big, too quick, and it's going to take the people of the Middle East to bring it to a stop. It's just according how big they're going to allow it to become. Are they going to take over Syria? Probably half of Syria and half of Iraq, half of Afghanistan. When we pull out of Afghanistan, they're going to get half of that. Pakistan is so worried that they're ready with their nukes, and Turkey and India is worried they're coming into India, and then they're ready with their nukes. And Turkey's talking about getting them some, and they're all up in arms. Saudi Arabia is going to start getting their nuclear, start building their nukes. You know, and you can't blame them. They got to defend themselves somehow against ISIS and the caliphate. Or they're going to just spin down and be part of it. Bingo. And then watch out Israel, which the United States has done turncoat on Israel. Our best ally, you know, it was the United States and Great Britain allied up with Israel that has kept the peace in the Middle East all these hundreds of years, and that's why, since Israel became a state, not hundreds of years, since 1947-48. Since that time, it's been Israel is the key peace making state and country in the Middle East. And you take Israel out of the equation, out of the factor, and then the Middle East will burn. It's going to burn. And not only the Middle East, 1/3 of the earth will burn. And it will be the nukes. And it's coming. And the voters out there for 2 terms showed it, the whole world, what they were made of, that they're going to let a master of the Kool-Aid stand take over the reins and powers of the world, and let him do at will what he pleases. Nobody charges him and accuses him of anything. He can do anything. Tear heads off of ducks right there on camera. No, nobody's going to. They'll laugh at it. Everybody's scared to be called a racist. They're so terrified of that, that they're willing to let Satan take it over. You proud Christians? Are you proud? Are you proud of letting this man in the caliphate perform beheadings around those countries? And it's coming to America real soon. It already has in certain spots. They don't talk about it. They only feed you the information they want you to have. The media, the news, the CNN, the MSNBC, ABC, CBS, 9, NBC, all of them are hooked up with this great, great dragon, the beast. So if you listen to them, you might as well just go ahead and stamp the mark right between your eyes or on your hand, because you're already a member of it. And I'm beginning to wonder about Fox News as well, because I'm seeing them kind of cowdowing and backing off. They're not as hot and heavy now as they used to be. I think they've done got threatened to the point now that they are backing off. So it's people like Alex Jones and myself and you, the people out there. Put this on Facebook. Put this show on Facebook. Spread the word. Get ready, because we're going to have the militia. Just as we had to have them in 1776, we're going to have the people. It wasn't the military that did it. It wasn't the military that freed this country. It was the people. And that's why the government we have now fears the people. And they're coming after your guns, your gold. And if you don't think like the way they do, just like it says in Revelations, you'll be beheaded, killed, or put in camps. It's up to you, my friends, my brothers and my sisters. It's up to you. It's coming. It's already here. It's here live right now. It's feeding. It's growing. And it's up to you. Have you got the gall to stand up out of the fetus position and put on the armor of God and Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit? As you proclaim, you will do. Well, it's time to do it now. It's time. It's been past time. And I don't see no hope in the next election. Like I said, I don't even think they're going to be an election. Just keep your eyes open. Between now and 2016, there's going to be a great catastrophe happen in this country and places around the world that's going to call for a drastic action by the governments to take over its people. And the conservatives, the Tea Partiers, and the Christians, the Jews, you're the main target. It's not going to be ISIS. It's not going to be the caliphate. It's not going to be the jihad. They're going to jihad against the Christians and Jews, the Tea Partiers, and also those soldiers. They're coming after the soldiers that believes in freedom and rights to keep the guns. Because without guns, stick a fork in us, we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dr. Butch Melton. And I will indeed, Monday, keep an eye open on my last song, SS, and on Facebook and on Twitter, and you should be able to see Monday night and Monday afternoon sometime. I'll have a part two Monday night coming up. God bless every one of you. I pray for every one of you out there. I really do. And I care for you. That's the reason I'm putting my life and my family's life at risk here to give you this heads up, the update. The nukes are coming. Until then, bye-bye.